Bangkok Cross Movement called on addressing poverty, food sovereignty, rights to food and nutrition, and sexual and reproductive health and rights. Page 1. Image. Image description. This green arrow logo shows a part of female hand and fingers in shape of a mouthpiece for establishing women's rights. End of image description. September 11, 2013, Bangkok, Thailand. Updated January 15, 2014. We, cross movement activists, advocates and representatives of 16 organizations and networks working on addressing poverty and achieving food sovereignty, food security, rights to adequate food and nutrition, women's rights, gender justice, and sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR issues in and across Asia, gathered in Bangkok, Thailand on 10-11 September 2013 to deliberate on the intersectionalities of our movements and issues, and to forge a strong cross-movement, intersectional analysis and approach that respects human rights, gender justice, and environmental sustainability. We believe that achieving social justice for all requires addressing issues of poverty, hunger, malnutrition, landlessness, gender inequality, their root causes, and SRHR, together. We are faced with economic, food, fuel and climate crises, which are compounded by the current development paradigms directed by neoliberal ideologies that has tended to increase inequalities, landlessness, loss of livelihoods, poverty and hunger, especially among women. We are also confronted by policies that do not tackle the structural inequities, but instead opt for quick fixes, such as population control policies or GMOs that endanger women's integrities and sovereignties and challenge the biodiversity and sustainability of our environments. The rights to adequate food and nutrition is intrinsically linked to all other human rights, including the rights to water, housing, education, property, decent work, livelihood, social security and social welfare. Only if individuals are free from hunger and malnutrition, including the hidden hunger of micronutrient deficiencies, are they able to enjoy a good health and well-being, the critical prerequisite to leading a complete life, enabling participation in all domains of the society, economic, social, political and cultural. Similarly, the rights to adequate food and nutrition cannot be separated from women's self-determination, autonomy and bodily rights, and the right to health. We believe that the new development agenda must be based on gender justice and existing human rights legal norms, standards, and political commitments. We called for the creation of a united movement against neoliberal globalization, and working towards a brave new world of equity and well-being. Page 2. In order to ensure a just and equitable world for all peoples, we specifically called for 1. The full and immediate implementation of existing instruments, policies, and agreements at all levels, which ensure equal rights and access to resources and services including land, water, seeds, forests, housing, education, livelihood, food, and health services, including for SRHR for women. In addition, we must ensure the monitoring of local implementation of commitments to treaties and reports. Note reference 2. To RAIL reform of the monetary, financial and trade regimes that perpetuate inequalities and results in violence and the undermining of women's human rights is undertaken immediately. This includes the direction of public investment towards sectors in which the poor work, agriculture areas in which they live, rural and alternative regions, factors of production that they possess, unskilled labor and outputs which they consume, food, UNDP, 2007. The enabling and legitimization of government control over the flow of finance and international trade, as well as the cancellation of international debt, are key components for the restructuring of the current paradigms. 3. Ensuring enhanced public investments in health, including for sexual and reproductive health and rights. Note reference 3. Education and other social services, and ensuring universal access to these, regardless of gender, socioeconomic status, citizenship, age, ethnicity, caste, geographic location, sexual orientation, gender identity, engagement in sex work, disability, marital status, HIV status, pregnancy status, migration or refugee status, or other status. For ensuring the right to adequate, culturally appropriate and safe food and nutrition of all, while giving specific attention to critical groups of women, such as the pregnant, lactating, and those living with HIV and AIDS, who have specific needs to food. 5. Immediate regulation and accountability of the private sector, including in services, technology, insurance, health, land, and food. Stopping the onslaught of corporate land grabbing and the forced evictions of communities, especially farming communities and indigenous peoples. 6. Governments and any regional/political entities and processes, as well as all development agendas, need to protect people, particularly women, from the negative impacts of WTO and FTA policies and agreements, such as TRIPS, GATS and AOA, that are used to further corporate interests across sectors rather than uphold and protect people's rights. 7. Repeal of laws and policies that criminalize, punish or marginalize specific groups, based on their gender, socioeconomic status, age, ethnicity, caste, marital, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious beliefs, engagement in sex work, HIV status, disability, citizenship, migrant, refugee or other status, or erect barriers to services, and adopt and implement measures to counter discriminatory practices and ensure access to justice. 8. Advancing genuine, redistributive agrarian and land reform that ensure land to the landless, especially women's access, ownership and control of land and productive resources. 9. Concrete efforts towards demilitarization and immediate stop of production of arms and ammunition, leading towards a more peaceful and secure space. Page 3. 10. Addressing the increased vulnerabilities of women and other marginalized groups due to climate change, disasters, conflict, migration, and the economic, food and fuel crises, and adopting concrete measures to mitigate their impacts on livelihood, food sovereignty and security, and HRHR. 11. The creation and implementation of strict anti-corruption policies, along with ensuring that all policies and guidelines are transparent, gender-sensitive and can be held to account. There must also be a concerted effort to connect policies and guidelines across issues and themes at the government policy level. There must also be greater collaboration between the different agencies working on the specific areas of poverty, food security and HRHR. 12. The optimization of existing mechanisms that ensure equity budget, such as a mid-term budgetary review and ensuring gender-sensitive budgeting. 13. Synthesizing existing research on the interlinkages among poverty, food sovereignty, food security, gender and HRHR issues, as well as conducting essential primary research. We recommend the creation of a multi-sectoral team of researchers to conduct and support ethical, gender-sensitive research that provides the evidence for policy-making and programming related to interlinkages of these issues. Data should be disaggregated according to age, sex and other socio-economic indicators. 14. Ensuring meaningful participation of NGOs, communities and progressive social movements as equal partners in sustainable development at all levels, including in the ICPD Plus 20 and post-2015 development agenda and processes, particularly women-led groups. The enabling environment for their work must be ensured. This includes protection of human rights defenders, including women's human rights defenders, from state and non-state actors, including religious fundamentalists and other elements.